Podcasts from the Cochrane Library, the latest evidence for healthcare decision-making.
Hello, I'm John Hilton, editor at the Cochrane Editorial Unit.
People with a wide variety of illnesses can experience symptoms of vertigo. Researchers at University College London in the UK published a new Cochrane review of the relevant evidence for one possible treatment, beta-histine, in June 2016. We asked James Hanscom to speak with the lead author, Louisa Murdin, about the review and its findings.
Hello, Louisa. Thank you for talking with us about your Cochrane review. Could you begin by telling us a little about what the review is about?
It's about treatment for vertigo, where individuals experience a false sense of movement or rotation, often caused by inner ear disease. This is a common symptom of many quite different health conditions. But whatever the cause, it can be an extremely distressing experience with a big impact on daily life. We wanted to find out whether beta-histine is effective for relief of vertigo of any cause related to the inner ear or its nerve connections.
So, was the main reason for doing the review the fact that vertigo is common and deeply unpleasant for patients?
That was a big part of the reason. As a clinician treating patients, I often hear about the impact vertigo has on them. I also knew that beta-histine is a common treatment in many countries around the world, and I wanted to find out whether there was any benefit from this. But actually, the main drive from the review came out of a previous Cochrane review on beta-histine for a condition called Meniere's disease. Meniere's disease is one of the conditions where people experience vertigo, and although the authors of that review concluded there was no good evidence for or against the drug for that condition, as their paper was going through the editorial process, it was suggested that a review of all patients with vertigo, so not only those with definite Meniere's disease, a review of all patients with vertigo might find a beneficial effect. So that's what we decided to do. The review was also advocated by a patient organisation, the Meniere Society, who had identified this as a question that patients really wanted answered properly.
It sounds like a particularly important question for a review. So how did you go about getting the answer?
We looked at all the randomised trials for patients with vertigo where beta-histine was compared with a sham drug treatment or placebo. The main outcome we investigated was whether patients thought, overall, that being on the drug benefited them more than the sham treatment.
And what did you find?
We found 17 trials with just over 1,000 participants, using beta-histine for up to 3 months. But we faced a lot of challenges in trying to get a reliable answer from all these trials. One was that a lot of the papers are quite old, and the way clinical trials are done and reported has changed so much in the last 10 years that we had a lot of variability to deal with in both the methods and the results, and it wasn't possible to get hold of original data for most of the studies. Eventually, we got to the answer that the proportion of patients reporting a reduction in their vertigo symptoms was significantly higher in the beta-histine group than in the placebo group. We also found that the rates of unwanted effects were the same in the two groups, suggesting there aren't a lot of unwanted effects due to the drug. But, and this is a very important part, the large amount of variability among the studies means we have to treat our findings with great caution. And also the quality of the studies is quite low, meaning the calculations could potentially be quite inaccurate.
So what now? Do we need a big clinical trial to settle this question once and for all?
Well, I guess in an ideal world, a big clinical trial would be a great thing to have. But actually, our review suggests that any effect probably is quite small and that the drug is pretty safe. So in pragmatic terms, I think a big trial may not turn out to have a high priority claim on scarce resources, especially because it would have to be really large to get a clear answer.
So what would be your advice to patients with vertigo and the doctors treating them?
The key thing is that it's really important for patients to get a proper diagnosis for their vertigo because there are so many specific conditions that cause vertigo that have specific effective treatments. However, beta-histine may be a reasonable choice to try in the shorter term while the diagnosis is being worked out.
If you would like to read more about Louisa's findings, search cochranelibrary.com for beta-histine to find her review and the earlier one she mentioned about the use of this drug for Meniere's disease.